In today's Friday Feelings, some thoughts and feelings about agencies in an AI world. And by agencies, I mean any kind of third-party organization. So recruiting agencies, staffing agencies, ad agencies, marketing agencies, PR agencies, all of those companies that provide services to other businesses. When we think about it, agencies really provide what a handful of obvious benefits, right? They provide raw talent to do the work, which saves the company, the client, time and money, because the client doesn't have to hire the talent, and especially if it's in-demand talent, they don't have to try and source it. The agencies theoretically already got it. Agencies provide domain expertise and experience, especially if they've had a team that's been in the field for a long time. You get some folks, you know, the gray-haired folks who've got a couple of decades doing work in, you know, food and beverage or SaaS software, whatever the case may be. They have the domain expertise. Agencies provide scalability, the ability to get results faster, and behind the scenes, the client has no idea how many people necessarily are working on a project. So the agency can add people and add the ability to do more work theoretically faster than a company can do it in-house, especially at bigger companies where, you know, it can take 9 months just to hire one person. You can scale much faster by just using a third party and having an operating expense rather than an HR expense. And agencies offer the benefit of less overhead because, again, especially as companies get bigger, every hire you make costs benefits and salary and a whole bunch of other stuff that can add 20, 30, 40% on top of the base salary. So those benefits, the talent, scalability, expertise, reduced overhead, those are what agencies promise their clients. And for the best agencies absolutely offer those. So those should sound awfully familiar, right? Because those benefits are what many folks tout as also the benefits of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence can provide more workers, far more than humans, because you can spin up more compute instances, right? There's less overhead because you're not using humans. There's scalability because technology scales really fast. And with the ability to create machines that think and that can ingest large training data sets, they get that domain expertise, they get that domain experience. So what does an agency do to avoid being replaced by AI? Right, that's a really important question. If they both offer the same benefits, but the AI is something that, especially if you build it in-house, you own, why do you need the agency? Well, so what's an agency supposed to do? What should agencies be doing to compete in an AI world? Think four things. Number one, agencies have to outrace clients to adopt technology faster and better than their clients. This provides a temporary increase to margins because the technology, obviously, if you're getting paid $20,000 a month to do X and your costs are $18,000 because of humans, if you adopt that AI technology first and you can bring that cost down to 10, then obviously your margins get much better. So you'll for a short period of time, 2 to 5 years, you'll get significantly better margins. But by having that technology faster and better, especially if you work with bigger and bigger clients that are slower and slower to move, you will obviously reap those benefits. It also would allow you to, as an agency, to work with a bigger range of clients because, again, if you have, if you're using humans, you want to use your expensive humans on the most lucrative clients. If you're using a machine, you could point it at, like, you know, the local convenience store and do good work for them, and it would take, you know, seconds to do that amount of work as opposed to, the humans parts that don't scale as well. So it also opens up the field to more and different kinds of clients. The second thing agencies need to do is build domain knowledge about AI in their vertical. And this is something that, they have to outrace clients to do. If you're a staffing agency, you'd better be building and the domain knowledge you need about how AI can be used in staffing so that you can provide training and counsel and strategy and maybe even training data sets to clients to help them do their work faster. So that domain knowledge is super important. Agencies have to build that faster than the clients and retain that knowledge. Agencies need to start building systems either that they own or that they lock in strategic partners and can offer on a subscription to their clients. Here's where agencies, I think, have an advantage over regular companies. They are already familiar with the retainers. Retainer is just a kind of a more highbrow word for subscription, right? Everybody understands subscriptions. You pay for Netflix. So if agencies can build those systems or lock in strategic partners to help them build those systems or run them for them, then that becomes something that they can offer to strengthen that relationship. It's very much like the old client-server models in the 1990s, where a company that provided you the infrastructure really locked you in, and it was very difficult to switch infrastructures. So it's something that agencies could do to help secure those clients, providing those super valuable systems that they can't get somewhere else. And finally, on the people side, agencies have to double down on the human aspects that they bring: creativity, judgment, empathy, multidisciplinary strategy, multidisciplinary experience, getting people of very different, diverse backgrounds that can put their heads together and come up with solutions that machines can't, because machines right now can't do multidisciplinary thinking. Most AI right now, and really commercially for the next 2 to 5 years, is still going to be very narrow applications of AI. You're not going to have that general purpose stuff, because that's just not where the machines are going yet. They will get there eventually. So if agencies do not want to be supplanted by AI, they've got to move much, much faster and build that knowledge, that expertise about artificial intelligence, and begin using it themselves. And by AI, I also incorporates machine learning, deep learning, all the buzzwords of the day. But agencies have got to have that first and better than their clients, so that those clients, particularly as you go up the food chain and they're lagging further and further behind, they can provide real value to the clients while enjoying the benefits of AI, that scalability, that lower overhead, the better margins. Once you have a training data set and software and things for a discipline or an industry, then it becomes easier. Every single client you bring on after that becomes easier and easier and easier to offer significantly better services and things. So those agencies that are willing to take the plunge and jump in are going to see significant competitive advantage against other agencies and against the AIs themselves, because Google's not going to make a purpose-built ad agency application for convenience stores. They'll have a general purpose system, but it will still need a lot of tuning. The agencies can provide that expertise to either tune the general purpose tools or help them customize and even build their own. So some thoughts today about the future of agencies in an AI world. It's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a scary time. Those agencies that are not doubling down on their technology and their building the domain knowledge are going to be in a lot of trouble. Those that that jump in feet first, both feet in, no dip in your toe, they could build sustainable competitive advantage that would be difficult for laggards to overcome. So good news for the bold, bad news for the timid. So that's today's Friday Feeling. As always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.